Just wanted to check one more time. Of Trinity Life Center here in Sacramento. I've been here 9 years, and it's a joy to be a part of a city that believes in unity. Don asked me to share my testimony, and I began to laugh because as a child growing up in a Christian household, I always believed I didn't have a testimony. I did not do drugs. I did not have this crazy journey. I did not drink. And so I would hear these evangelists come to our church. They would share their story, and I would say, God, I want that kind of a story. Can I just pause and say, be careful what you pray for. Be careful how you pray. And as a teenager, I did not understand the testimony that God was giving. However, it would be at the end of college that God would truly test my own faith based upon crisis. I had just graduated from college. I was now being given a chance to serve full-time in ministry, which made me smile because full-time in ministry meant they were going to pay me full-time for what I was already doing. It was a joy to be able, and I felt as if I was on top of the world. A group of friends said, let's go golf, and I thought to myself, golf, that's good. Pastors and golf, however, not the greatest mix. And when we went out, we began that round, and as we began to go, we hit the second hole of that course, and when we did, I hit the last perfect shot of my life. It was that day that I said the words, this is the last day that I'll ever play this game ever again. And it's due to the fact that I hit the ball far and straight. And it's the last time I've ever done that, by the way. When we got in the golf cart, we began going down a very steep incline and the driver slammed on the brakes. Most of the time, a brake application will cause a vehicle to slow to a halt. However, with a golf cart, a heel brake locks all four wheels. And as a result, the cart flipped. I had started that day on top of the world, and by the end of that day, I was underneath a golf cart. I had no idea the severity of it, airlifted to a hospital, and by the end of that night, I was diagnosed as a quadriplegic, never to move again from the neck down. I asked for a testimony, and I began to question every element of life and faith and so on and so forth. For 24 hours, I stayed in a paralyzed state. When a doctor tells you you will never move again from the neck down, it's not just the moment where you hear words, but for my life, I began to test it. I tried to move my hands, and I could not move. Tried to wiggle my fingers. I tried to physically get up out of a bed, and I could not. They installed what's called a halo, four screws in my head, two in the front, two in the back. I was attached to a body brace, and they diagnosed and said, you will never move again. Wow. The words, what I heard was not I would be paralyzed, but the words I heard was the call that God had on my life would never be able to be fulfilled. And it was the journey of faith and crisis in faith while I was strapped into a hospital bed for multiple hours. I remember prayer teams that came to the hospital and visited, and as they placed a CD player, I don't know if anyone knows what that is anymore, but a CD player was placed in my room, and worship was continually playing over and over. Scripture was brought to me, and I began to read. John 16:33 says, I've said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Yes. It was in the midst of worship those words began to resonate for the first time in my 20-something years of life. And I remember praying a prayer before I went to sleep that night, and I said, Lord, I don't know what any of this means. I saw no ability to be a pastor. I saw no ability to propose to my now wife. And it was in that setting that I said, Lord, but if this is what you have for my life, then I guess I'll be a quadriplegic that worships you. And I went to sleep, mainly because I was on a lot of drugs. Woke up a couple hours later, and there were two nurses in the room, and one left the room to get me something called ice chips. Ice chips are a hospital staple. Through the corner of my left eye, I could see the original pitcher of ice chips that had been brought into that room. And I began to ask for those. We began to argue back and forth. They said, it will come, just wait. And I'm frustrated because for the first time in my life, I'm contingent on my ability to communicate, which as a pastor, you would think you would have no problem with that. But I'm now at the mercy, and out of anger, I yelled, the ice chips are right over there. And my hand shot up and pointed, and all of us freaked out. That lady freaked out because paraplegic, quadriplegic patients are not supposed to move. I was scared because I thought for the rest of my life I was going to be focused and frozen like this. those words, "Take heart, I have overcome the world," have become the foundation for my life. In me you will have peace. In this world you have tribulation. I did not know that that would be the faith foundation that God would give, so that 9 years ago I could be the guy dumb enough to follow Glenn Cole and go to Trinity Life Center. I remember sitting with Pastor Rick and he encouraging me, because he's in that time the only guy who had done that. And in that setting, I remember the encouragement there. But as I've gone into this setting of faith-defining moments of my life over the 9 years, I've inherited three lawsuits. We've had embezzlement. We've had tax evasion. We've had lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. I've laughed so much because I'm the only guy that got excited about a global pandemic, because it made me equal to all of the rest of you. We've been doing social distancing long before all of you. We did not, in the old days, we called it church splits. Today, we call them church plants, but man, we have that as our history. And I share that today as the encouragement in the midst of what we call some deep, dark days of pastoral ministry. It's the hardest soil I've ever experienced in 28 years of pastoral ministry. And yet I keep coming back to this same verse over and over, and I pray that it becomes your encouragement today. That in this world, we have tribulation, but in Him, we have hope. He is my peace. I, in my situation and circumstances, I can either be overcome by this world, or I can be the overcomer who is my healer, who is my hope, who is my provider. And I pray that as a blessing over your life today.